Hey, I'm Ryan Reynolds.
Recently, I asked Mint Mobile's legal team if big wireless companies are allowed to raise prices due to inflation. They said yes. And then when I asked if raising prices technically violates those onerous two-year contracts, they said, what the f*** are you talking about, you insane Hollywood ass f-. So to recap, we're cutting the price of Mint Unlimited from $30 a month to just $15 a month.
Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month. Slows full terms at mintmobile.com.
Tired of ads intruding into your favorite comedy podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Dive into a world of laughs by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/comedyadfree. That's amazon.com/comedyadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
We're back.
Welcome to Two Black Girls, One Rose.
Where two black-ass girls invade the whitest show on earth, The Bachelor. I'm Natasha.
And I'm Justine.
And we're back, guys.
Yay!
We are back and rusty as hell. Justine. We like forget everything, like our intro.
Yeah.
We're like, wait, did we record on three? Is it one, two, three, go? It's been only a month and a half, but it's like trying to get our minds
feels
right.
Like forever.
Yeah. But yeah, we're back. We're very excited. This episode is going to be purely Bachelor Nation news. Mm-hmm. So much has gone down literally in the last month and a half. And so we wanted to do a whole episode dedicated just to that. First and foremost, very exciting announcement. We did a crossover episode with the Escape to Reality podcast, which is hosted by my sister-in-law, Geneva, and her co-host, Justine.
Also Justine.
Not this Justine, another nope. Justine. How
yep.
fucking crazy is that?
Yeah.
But they have an awesome podcast where they recap 90 Day Fiancé, which is one of my favorite shows of all time. Talk about a train wreck of a reality show. It is so good. If you are not watching that show, you need to watch it. Period. It's a mess. Every couple is in shambles. Everything is awful. It's just pure, just reality gold.
Mm-hmm.
So we were on their recent episode recapping 90 Day Fiancé, and they also recap other shows on Bravo and Jersey Shore and other like reality stuff. So definitely go and check out their podcast and go check out specifically the episode that we were on talking about 90 Day Fiancé. It was so much fun, and it was a messy episode per usual. The show was just amazing.
Yeah, it is.
Okay, before we get into everything, of course, we have to say this. Rate, review, subscribe. We do not ask for anything.
Nope.
Literally, all we ask is for you to rate us and review us. And then, for your own convenience, subscribe to us.
Yeah, like, who wants to go and click and download every time?
No.
You know you want it every single week. Come on. Subscribe.
Exactly. Thank you. And, of course, hit us up on all of our social media platforms. We're on Twitter, still live on Twitter. We will be back live tweeting when the show starts, but we're still there. Our handle is the number 2 BLK girls, the number 1 Rose.
And our email address, if you want to give us an email. We had people even emailing us on the off season just about their lives, which is so fun.
Straight up. Can I call out the one? Oh, no. Are we going to talk about it? Church announcements? Sorry.
Yeah, we'll talk about it. Yeah, okay. We can talk about it. Our email address is the number 2 black girls, the number 1 rose@gmail.com.
Mm-hmm. We're also on Facebook. Just search 2 Black Girls, 1 Rose.
Mm-hmm.
And we're on Instagram.
Woo!
I just want to talk about the Instagram for like a hot second. Our Instagram page, I'm so proud of it.
Yeah, it's gone to a place I didn't think it would go.
Right.
So fast.
So fast. We're growing every day. We've gotten so many exciting followers from like Bachelor Nation people. Mm-hmm. Blake follows us.
That was
and
that
him
was
and Peter
day.
Were in and out of our comments.
Yep.
When Justine posted this poll. Astrid follows us. That's mm-hmm. Rachel's bestie, so that's cute.
Yeah.
This is a random ass person, but for those of you who remember JoJo season, Alex, he was like the military vet. He was kind of short. Like, that was the one thing I remember him of. He was cute but short. He likes all of our stuff. I don't even think he follows us, but he likes random ass posts of ours. So appreciate the love, Alex.
Okay.
Captain Sandy from Below Deck Mediterranean.
Why? A subset of Below Deck.
Don't know, but she must know that I love the shit out of that show. She randomly followed us like 2 weeks ago. I don't know why. Hasn't liked the thing, but she's following us.
Alright.
So funny. And then some like random girls from Colton season have been following us. Mm-hmm. Robbie the cyborg from JoJo season. I don't think he follows us, but he was liking some stuff.
Okay.
So it's turned up on our Instagram. So if you're not following us, please go and do that. Our handle is the number 2 black girls, the number 1 Rose. Tag us in your story.
Mm-hmm.
When you listen to the episode, screenshot your iTunes or whatnot. Tag it in the story. Tell everyone this is the best podcast ever. Share us with the world. Share.
Yes.
Everybody has a friend or knows somebody who watches The Bachelor.
Yeah.
Would
appreciate
us, right?
Mm-hmm.
Tag us. Share it with the world. You know, pay it forward, and we'll appreciate you tenfold.
Yep.
So that's all I have to say. But we do have some
church announcements.
Whip out your program. Time to go to church.
We do have some church announcements. Like I said, people were emailing us even during the off season about certain just fun things in their lives and things that they have seen. First shout out is for Eileen, who emailed us about Lincoln's Bumble profile. And every time I hear about Lincoln, I get so upset thinking about how much we loved him that first time we saw him.
Yes, because he met Becca on Jimmy Kimmel or something, right?
Yeah, some show.
Right,
like that,
yeah.
And we were like, oh, he's so cute. He has that accent from nowhere. He's black. This will be great, you know.
Mm-hmm.
And he is a literal monster. And it makes me so sick. Like, it makes me so sick to my stomach. Like, first of all, you guys may know, I don't know, if you listen closely, you know the cruises are one of my biggest fears in life. So the fact that he sexually abused somebody on a cruise as my
actual nightmare of just
Oh my god, I would just jump off, so I can't. oh my god, it makes me just so mad thinking about him.
That is really terrible.
Yeah, but Eileen, thank you for the tip, I guess.
That was in Boston. Lincoln's part of her dating
Boston.
pool. That's unfortunate, but
Lincoln, get off Bumble. What are you doing? Like, whatever.
Ain't nobody want you.
Nobody. And then Whitney emailed us about Hallmark movies, which is, they're like Lifetime movies that take themselves seriously.
Oh God, they're like
that's
the
how
extra cheese
them.
Factor.
Yep.
Is the Hallmark ones. Yeah. I'm all about Lifetime.
And they have like people in them that you recognize. And it's still a Hallmark movie, you know what I mean? Like, I know James Vanderbeek was out here doing Hallmark movies.
Oh,
like,
like Jennifer Love Hewitt,
Sarah
Michelle Gellar. Like, that's what they've been demoted to Hallmark movies. Ain't nobody in Hollywood trying to hire them.
And they were a lot of diverse Hallmark movies this year, which I know is new. I haven't been watching Hallmark movies my whole life, but I know they've had exclusively white people on there until like probably 2 years ago. Good stuff. They had Tatiana Ali. They had one of the Maori twins. They got Vivica Fox, of course.
Naturally.
That lady just does it all, doesn't she?
She be working. Wait, can I say something?
Yes.
How you and I used to be obsessed with
Obsessed.
Vivica Fox, y'all, if you don't already know, she had a whole entire reality series where she was putting together a male strip review
or brigade,
whatever you call it. It was everything. Justine and I watched it every week together.
Every week. You guys, I would go take an Uber to Natasha's house straight and be up. Like, ready?
Yeah, well, wine, ready. To, like, literally, it was like, we're watching The Bachelor. We're watching Vivica's blackmail. What is that damn movie with Channing Tatum?
Chocolate City?
It was Chocolate City.
You guys, you have to watch Chocolate City.
No, Magic Mike is what I was thinking of.
Oh, Magic Mike. But yes, is that. The original one, like the good one. Mm-hmm. But Chocolate City, you guys have to watch. Another one I shared with Natasha, another memory.
Yes.
At Natasha's house. It is probably the worst movie I've ever seen. And I've seen Spring Breakers. I've seen some bad movies. And that one was up there. It was really bad. You guys have to watch it. It's
really bad.
It's so
good at the same time.
And she was in it, too.
Mm-hmm. Sure was.
Yep. Mm-hmm.
Ugh, love it. Classic.
Yep. Also, we do know that that show was canceled because she was making homophobic remarks. So that's that.
Oh, shit. That's why?
Yeah, that's why.
Oh, God, Vivica.
I know. So mess. And then we did have a listener email us just on her vacation.
On vacation. Very clearly inebriated as she wrote this email.
Yep.
Oh, God.
Sent us a picture that looks like it's from Google Images, but maybe it's really from her vacation.
It's on her vacation.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. And just like just going off.
Rambling. That was one of my favorite.
We love you guys.
Moments of the hiatus. Just receiving a drunk email randomly on a Tuesday from a listener who, I don't even know. The Bachelor's not even on. Like, and you're on vacation. Why are you emailing us? But that shit was hilarious. Love it. Keep it coming.
Yeah. Nope, that was it. That's it for church announcements.
Alrighty. So let's now dig into just purely Bachelor Nation news. Mm-hmm. So much has gone down just in Bachelor Nation in general from all the scandals of Becca season. And then since then, there's just been lots of stuff in the news. Breakups, new loves, drama, all kind of stuff. So people have been sending us things. They want to hear our thoughts. So we decided to just do a whole episode just on that. First thing we want to talk about, so Colton's trailer dropped. It's not the full, they usually drop like a full, like 4 minute.
Yeah.
No, it's not that. It's just, it's like the minute and a half one. But watching, you know, I have to watch it with a fine eye. I'm trying to pick up on all the little frame by frame, as Justine
frame
will say.
By frame.
Pick up on anything I can find. Firstly, I want to say, I don't care what none of y'all say about Colton. Y'all don't like Colton, whatever. I am so happy to have some eye candy back on screen at the very least.
Yeah, honestly.
Opinions aside of what you think about Colton, we watched a whole series looking at ugly ass Ari.
You guys, and this is my first season of The Bachelor full out, and I was like, is this what this is like?
Mm-hmm. That was a really bad introduction for you.
Dusty man. Ooh, yeah. Dusty, I'm glad to have somebody like young and like really in shape and
and good looking. And I'm hoping as I said on Twitter, the makeup department is on point this season because,
well, they don't need to be like totally redoing his whole skin tone this season. I'm sure.
I don't know what they were trying to do with Ari, but Ari had difficult skin because he had like
prenatal yellow
jaundice or whatever.
He had something going on.
So hopefully, you know, Colton's a little more younger, fresh skin tone, might be a little bit more even naturally, so maybe they don't have to dive into trying to do color matching with his skin,
like body paint.
Lord. So that was the first thing from that trailer. Second thing, obviously, a whole lot of talk about the virgin being a virgin. Which
virgin.
we know.
We got it.
I'm really hoping that they're not going to just completely just annoy the shit out of all of us all season with the virgin thing. I'm hoping that was just the trailer.
That limo entrance even that they're giving us, it keeps replaying on TV. Like, I took your V card. Whoever's limo entrance says that.
Yeah, so we have that to look forward to, I guess. I did notice there is a black girl who seems to make it to a date that's on the beach. And you know they don't really go on
right.
beach vacation stuff until you've made it pretty far. So it seems like there must be some black girl that makes it to, I don't know, top five, six at least. Four or five, six.
Yeah.
Very exciting. Also, lots of tears. Obviously, I did catch the redhead, Elise. Looked like she was bawling tears, talking to Colton, and said that she can't accept a proposal. So I'm also assuming she makes it very far.
Yeah. I think that, as we pointed out last week, these girls are, like, really keen on the Bachelor formula. Because they're coming in with, like, Instagram followers, and they're all young and have watched reality TV. So they might take this a little bit more seriously than girls have in the past.
Really? You think so?
Well, the whole proposal
thing.
Oh,
okay, yeah, yeah.
You know what I mean? Like, they know what's coming up at the end of this versus some of these other cast members in the past that are like, oh, you know, we'll figure it out, whatever.
So girls might just be exiting themselves if they know that they're not.
Yeah. Yikes. Yeah.
Well, yeah. Looks like the redhead, Elise, I don't know if she's going to leave or what the hell's going to happen, but
yeah,
there were some tears. And then the last moment everybody had been talking about is Colton scales a wall and, like, hops over and is...
The laughed, the...
Books it out.
The just holler that I let out watching that man propel himself over a
big
fence.
Big ass oaf hauled up the wall.
He's so big. Large. Why are you... Like, you couldn't leave out the door? What? Can't you just leave?
Probably not. Oh, he's, like, trapped with, like, mad producers just, like, hounding him for interviews. So that's probably his last option. He's like, you know what? Fuck all y'all. Let me just scale this wall and get the hell up out of here.
And then where'd you go? Where'd you run to, my nigga? Where are you going?
Probably just wants to get alone time.
Where?
Anywhere but in that damn compound with all these producers and PAs and interns hounding after him.
Nope. I can't.
Yeah, that was hilarious. The whole setup, though, if you're, like, being the Bachelor, the Bachelorette, the whole thing feels very claustrophobic.
Oh, yeah.
You're the center of attention for, what is that, like, 2 months that they're filming or whatever? Everything that's operating is for you. You know? The minute you wake up,
but, like,
nine
not.
People are notified. Huh?
Right. But, like, not at the same time because they're trying to make a show. So,
yeah.
Like,
yeah.
You know what I mean? Like, it's not all for your benefit.
No.
It's just that it's centered
around you. Oh, yeah.
And then you can't talk to anybody from your family. You can't talk to none of your friends. You just have to rely on... Mm-hmm. That's, like, a lot of pressure.
And, of course, it's not to your benefits. You're freaking out, too. Thinking, like, who the hell do I trust?
Yeah,
Nobody. So, yeah. I get him. I mean, we don't know why he scaled the wall, but I can totally see myself just having a panic attack and being like, I'm about to, like, crumble with anxiety. I need to get away from every fucking person right now. Crazy. But yeah, I can't wait for the full, like, the full trailer to drop, which I think we don't really get until after the first episode anyways, so.
Also, watching it, when he was crying and he was like, it's too much. Oh, no, he's scared, right? He said, I'm scared.
Yeah, something like that.
That person he was hugging was definitely his mom.
Oh, really?
I am 98% sure that was his mom.
When he was, like, his face was all scrunched up and he was crying hard.
Aww. Yes, crying really hard. Which, as soon as I saw it and as soon as I hypothesized that it was his mom, I was like, oh, my God. I was like, oh, no, I can't. You guys know. Maybe you don't know. I'm allergic to Mama's Boys.
I don't like Mama's Boys at all.
It's triggering for me. So I was like, ugh. But then maybe it's about the whole virgin thing. Mm-hmm. And unless it's something having to do with him being, like, a victim of something.
Okay.
I'm over it.
Yeah.
But we'll
see. Yeah, we'll see. Oh, I didn't pick that up. Colton can cry, man. He got some tears on him, boy.
He has so many emotions.
He's got a lot of... This is going to be a real emotional season, I feel like.
It will be.
Oh, wow. Mm-hmm. Well, that's that. Colton aside, let's dig into the mess.
Let's go.
First things up, biggest news, Caitlin Bristow and Sean broke up. Yep. Which was a shock to a lot of people. A lot of people are huge fans of Caitlin and Sean, so they were very sad. They broke up after 3 years being engaged. It was early November. They were living together in Nashville. People had been speculating for a while.
Yeah.
That they were going to break up. I mean, the engagement was, you know, pretty lengthy. And, like, I don't know, you know, people watch everything. Like, she hadn't been photographed with him in a while. And, like, his ring was on his finger. Yeah. Like, all this craziness.
Yeah.
So some people were shocked and sad. Other people were like, well, we saw this coming. Caitlin did an interview, or Caitlin, because she has her own podcast. Before they broke up, she did an episode where she was talking about how he forgot their anniversary last year.
What? Yeah.
And then she also mentioned, like, so picking an anniversary date for them was difficult because they didn't know what date to celebrate.
Oh, yeah.
The date they met, the date she chose him, like, whatever. But either way, homeboy forgot the date that they set, and I don't know if that was the beginning of the end or that was just, like, another, like, a nail in the coffin, basically.
Yeah.
And she basically came out and said, like, they had some, like, fundamental values that weren't lining up that they were probably never going to see eye to eye on. And so
I wonder
they had no choice
what they to break up. What they, like, didn't talk about.
Over the course of 3 years, right?
Yeah.
Or I can also see, so there's another reality show I watch, Married at First Sight, Honeymoon Island.
Honeymoon Island?
That's like the spinoff that they're doing right now.
You know what? Is it the people who got divorced?
No, it's people who had tried out for Married at First Sight, had almost made it, or people who were on Married at First Sight Second Chances, which is like another spinoff. Who now they've put them all on this island and they all have to match each other with the goal of getting married at the end.
Oh, yeah. Wow. Getting married
at the end. So I bring that show up because there's a couple on there. This guy, his name's Shannon, black guy. He's with this girl. I don't remember her name, but either way, she doesn't want kids. He wants kids. She finally came around and said, maybe. And I think personally they should break up because this is not
they have to
break up. She is not a surefire. Yeah, she's a maybe. A maybe is it could be just a no.
Yeah.
So you're wasting time with somebody. So I could see with Caitlin and Sean, same thing. They found out early that there's a fundamental thing that they don't like or that they don't agree on, but they're like, all right, let's give it a chance. Let's keep trying because we love each other. We love each other, blah, blah, blah. And then now it's come to the point where it's like she either wants to have kids or get married or whatever that fundamental thing is. And it's now like, oh, actually, it's still a no. So sorry.
Yeah. I don't know why people even continue with that. Like, if you tell me on date two that you don't want kids, then we're friends.
Yeah. It's just a no. I don't care how good looking, how much we connect. That's a deal breaker.
It is. It is. This same thing happened on Ready to Love.
What was it again?
It was Mike. The guy with the beard kids, everybody loves. And I think her name's Shay. Who is 44, by the way.
Right.
So her saying she don't want kids is like a hard no.
Right.
That's like a nah.
It's a
no.
Nah.
No. Yeah. So, and he's like, oh, okay. And then just kept her around. I'm like, what?
No coming around. She's,
no.
And she's been very explicit too. Like, I just finished raising my kid. He's 18 going to college. Like, I'm trying, you want me to start over? Hell nah.
Yeah, no.
And yet they're still going at it, so.
Still, yeah.
Caitlin and Sean, we don't know if it's kids related or what the hell it was, but.
Yeah, but it's the same fundamental
right,
issue.
Right, something fundamental that didn't line up. And then in the end, they have to just break up anyways, which is so sad.
Right.
I even wish that I just nipped that in the bud earlier, but, you know, people try to fight through because they love each other, but love ain't going to conquer a fundamental value of, you know, if I need you to believe in Jesus or something, like, you need to gonna change overnight, like, you need to have that from day one. So she also talked about how sad it was to say goodbye to his dog.
Oh my god, that's like a child. That must be horrible.
That's terrible. 3 years she was basically raising a child and now she has to, like, say goodbye to it.
Yeah,
it's rough.
Oh, that's so sad.
That is really, really rough. That happens.
And it's his dog, so she gotta,
keep
it.
Yeah, that's his dog.
Oh, man.
That's rough. And that happens with people, I mean, I love dogs, so I talk about them like they're kids, but it happens to a lot of people who, like, are in a relationship with somebody who has kids, and then they break up.
Right.
You, like,
yes.
See it. Like, you never, like, you lose the relationship with the kids as well.
With the kids.
That's so devastating.
When you were an integral part of their life because you love the other person. Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm. You were like a pseudo stepmom or stepdad, yep. And then you break up and you have to break up with the children. Like,
mm-hmm. And the kids have to break up with you.
Yeah. That's really, really sad. So, yeah. So that's what happened with Caitlin. Now, when mm-hmm. the Caitlin thing broke, I posted on Twitter, did a 3-year engagement sound fishy to y'all or nah? Mm-hmm. Because this is my take on the thing.
Okay.
So I posted that. Bibiana replied saying, she said that, no, you don't need to date each other, or don't you need to date each other after the Bachelor or Bachelorette? Better to have a 3-year engagement than to end up with the wrong person. So that was like her side. And I'm like, okay, mm-hmm. totally get that. Where I was coming from, though, was kind of like my whole thoughts on like why I think the engagement at the end is so ridiculous. Because these people are committing to each other. Engagement is for life. You're saying you are my person for life. At the end mm-hmm. of the Bachelor, Bachelorette, you're engaged. You're getting engaged to somebody who you still don't really know. You're getting engaged, but then you're still going to continue dating to get to know each other. So, like, I think having the proposal at the end is so just stupid because really they're not getting there. It's not like they're on the path to marriage. They're on the path to just dating as boyfriend and girlfriend and getting to know each other with the hope of it still sticking as an engagement and getting married. But the big chance is that they're probably just going to break up and stop dating.
Yeah. Yeah, it's the Peter philosophy. I definitely understand that.
Yeah, that was totally my same philosophy. So that's how I saw that as. And, yeah. I mean, I think people could definitely have long engagements. I think that's fine. Usually when you hear a long engagement, it's really with, for me, I feel like it's people who've been together for, like, a long time. Mm-hmm. And they're, like, still fishing out the details for the wedding or blah, blah, blah.
Exactly.
For them, it was a 3-year engagement because they were 3 years of getting to know each other.
Right.
So, like, that is what sounded fishy to me when it broke up at the end. I was like, because y'all shouldn't even have no business getting engaged in the first place. Because really, you were just getting to know each other. Why couldn't you get engaged, like, after the 3 years? Like, I don't know. I'm still I'm just so done with this proposal at the end. And then when these people break up, it's just so catastrophic. They're ending an engagement when it's really, they could have just ended boyfriend and girlfriend, like, dating. And it would have been less devastating for the fans and for them and everything, you know?
Yeah, exactly. Because look at Ari and Becca. Like, she now had to be proposed to twice in like 3 months because these people just were not ready. And I think that you have to, as Sean said, you have to be ready when you go into the Bachelor or Bachelorette situation to be in a completely abnormal situation and be totally ready to marry the other person at the end of the 2 months. He was so sure I was going to marry Catherine because I knew this was going to be insane. Like, I knew I was crazy. And I wanted the other crazy right there next to me, and I got her. So I think that's the whole point of these people who are on The Bachelor, on Married at First Sight, on 90 Day Fiancé. Like, all these people have that same mentality of, like, okay, I'll be ready at the end of 2 months. Yes, I will be ready to marry this person. Let's go. Mm-hmm.
That's true. Yeah, this is a different pool of people who are just down to do this, I guess.
This ain't no normal. We're not watching, like, normal relationships.
No, not at all.
Yeah.
It's just so devastating. Like, breaking up with a boyfriend is so different than breaking up with a fiance.
So different.
It just sounds different, feels different.
And for both parties, you now have, like, something that should have been only done once.
Right.
You now have to do twice.
Yeah, now you're back at it again. Because you're forced into the first one by a television network.
By Neil Lane and Chris Harrison.
Exactly. And now you gotta, like, go back into the real world and try this again the real way.
Try it again.
Oh, God. So, sad for Caitlin and Sean. They tried. They really did. But Caitlin has already moved on.
I know that's right, Caitlin girl.
The streets are talking. So, someone on Instagram commented, these people are crazy. Bachelor Nation, y'all nuts. Like, this y'all are wild. Someone on Instagram, I think it was Instagram, commented on Jason from Becca's season, Wolf of Wall Street Jason, commented on his page, on one of his pictures, saying that they just saw him and Caitlin at a grocery store in Arizona.
No, no, the store? You guys, you can't watch them in the grocery store.
Oh, you're not safe anywhere.
Yeah.
So someone called his ass out, tagged Caitlin, was like, yo, I just saw y'all at the fucking Kroger's. What's up? And the minute that happened, the Reddit world was just a buzz.
Blew up. Yeah.
And then everyone was posting their sightings, and, you know, people was counting comments and counting likes in the in their news feed. And so it's speculating now that Caitlin and Jason from Becca's season are dating or...
Oh, yeah. I mean, you don't go to the grocery store with, like, your friend.
No, that's how you're, like, comfortable with somebody. Like, yeah. You're past the dating.
Yeah.
You're
doing
normal things together.
Yep.
Yeah. So, so keep watching that.
Good for both of them.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, that's great. And in news for Mr. Sean Booth, was hosting an exercise class at a New York City gym. I think it's called Solace, I want to say.
That's such a gym, New York City gym name.
Honestly, I always think of the Broad City gym.
Solstice.
Another show I can't wait for it to come back.
I cannot wait for it
to come back, this gym, you guys, is $400 a month.
What?
Yeah. Yep, it's more expensive than Equinox. It's double the price of Equinox.
$400 a month? What do you
$400 a month. You get classes. So it's like
a liposuction when I'm there. Are you fucking serious? $400 to work out and I'm still gonna be fat when I leave? Hell no. Y'all better have some lipo being done in the back.
Oh no.
Sorry, I cut you off. So that just sounds crazy. Classes?
No, it is. Mm-hmm.
And what else?
It's classes.
There might be somebody in the bathroom giving, like, fully bathing people.
Yeah.
Like, I don't want to shower myself. I want to get a bath, bathed, or whatever. What else?
They have classes for, like, every niche. They have, like, hot yoga. They have CrossFit. They have kickboxing. They have abs and arms. They have, like, every class. But it's, like, it's a very intense mindset of CrossFit combined with like the luxury of Equinox.
Oh my god, this is nuts. $400.
$400 a month
for the gym.
For the gym,
which I hate going to.
You
have to love working out if you're paying that much money.
Yeah, I love the gym. I could never imagine spending more than like $75 a month on the gym. Ever.
And that is too much.
That is so much money. Like,
that is wild.
I went to Equinox one time and I was like, okay, I see why people are paying for this. I see why. Especially people who are really, really young. There's a young lady who I work with who just moved to New York and she got her Equinox membership going and the shower is great. She has an apartment where the heat is off, like, 50% of the time, so she can shower somewhere nice. It's a very
interesting.
Yes, I know.
This sounds ridiculous.
I know.
You just said this girl is living in some shitty New York City apartment with no hot water, and she's paying extra money for the gym so she can shower there like a damn homeless person? Are you serious?
Oh my god.
Oh my I'm not co-signing this. It's a no. I don't know.
I don't co-sign it, but I definitely understand why people go. Because I love the gym and the facility is beautiful. So I see why.
Oh my god.
So, if you have an extra $400 a month, you can go to
Sean.
You can go see Sean and he'll tell you to kick your legs high and squat down low for $400 a month.
Yeah, and I better get a date at the end and a fucking proposal like Caitlin. Fuck out of here. I better leave that gym being lipoed up with a man.
Yeah, I need a man immediately. Like,
I gotta get all of that.
Yeah.
Oh my god. Mm-hmm. I pay $15 at fucking Blink and I barely go and I'm pissed.
Oh my god. You just have the $15 one?
The $15 I pay the bare minimum for that one location. I can't go to Blink at no other place but that one location. $15 and that is too much. $400. That is insane.
Yeah, it's crazy.
Oh,
so
my God.
You can go all see right. Sean, I guess.
I guess. Jesus. What else? So those are the breakups. We have some new lovers. Speculated lovers. What we got?
So Peter was on Total Bellas. This is barely qualifying as new lovers because my man went on one episode. In the previews, you didn't even see him speak. And I guess they went on a date and they probably went wine tasting. I was a former Total Bellas like super fan.
I loved
Nikki and Brie. But it looks like there wasn't even a date too. Like from what I saw, it doesn't look like there was much there.
So Nikki Bella was the one that was married, or she was about to get married to John Cena.
John Cena, yep.
And they had a messy thing, too. Like, she wanted kids, he didn't, something.
Incredibly. Another fundamental breakup, yes.
Yeah.
He was like, hell no, I'm not having kids. Hell no, I'm not getting married. He was married previously, and he never wanted to do it again. And she was like, well, I want to get married and have kids. And now she's 35 out here single because she was wasting time sitting up there with him. And he was like, oh, they broke up. And he was like, oh, wait, I'll marry you. And proposed to her in the middle of the ring at SummerSlam.
Oh, no. He did like a last minute proposal. Like, I guess this is what I'm supposed to do to get you back. That
yes.
So sad.
Because he just wanted her back. I think he was controlling, in my personal opinion.
Yeah.
And then she broke up with him again. She was like, it just doesn't feel right. I don't like this. I don't like this. I don't like this. And then he went on Good Morning America and said that he wanted kids.
What?
I was like, yes.
Before, after they broke up already?
After.
After they broke up. Now
yep.
He's on television talking about he wants kids.
Yep.
I will choke his ass out and egg his house. Are you serious? Now you want kids and you're on Good Morning America in front of the world doing this. I will fucking murder you.
Yeah. Yeah, it was, in my opinion, ugly. I'm sure she feels differently because she loves him so deeply.
Yeah,
but
yeah.
It, from me looking at the outside, I'm like, this is the ugliest publicity stunt / relationship I've ever seen. This is bad.
So,
Peter was on there. Probably didn't find love, but that's nice. That was cool that we got to see him and his gap teeth.
Yeah, it's interesting that that's the show he goes on to.
Right.
That, I mean, more than him going out with Nikki Bella, like, sure, that's news, but more so everybody was like, so we've wanted to see Peter forever now.
Yeah.
And he's on Total Bellas?
He's on
like, E. Interesting choice. Interesting choice.
Mm-hmm.
That's all I can say. But, I mean, he maybe just wanted to go out with Nikki Bella.
He could have.
She's filming a show, and if he wants to go out with her, he's gonna have to film on the show.
Yeah, she's gorgeous. She works out all the time. I definitely see how they could have a lot in common.
Yeah,
so I can
fault him for going out with her. I'll go out with Nikki Bella.
She's great. Yeah.
Peter, after Nikki Bella, he's been a busy man. So everybody's like invested in Peter's love life.
Always,
myself.
And will always be.
For the end of time, I need to find out who he's going to end up with, and I need to approve.
Yeah,
most likely
won't
approve, but whatever. So he was spotted out with Vanessa, Nick Viall's ex.
Love her.
Boo. They went to like a paint and sip class or whatever, and they posted a picture.
That's cute.
After they posted a picture, everybody's saying they get married. So you know how this world works.
Yeah.
They went out. That was cute. I liked Vanessa, so I could totally see that.
Yeah, I liked Vanessa a lot. She's also Canadian. He might be trying to get the hell out of here, so.
I would not blame
him. Nope, not at all.
Biggest news of who Peter was spotted out with dating, and literally everybody on the planet sent us a DM or something about it. Peter and Bibiana.
Allegedly,
supposedly. Sources say.
Sorry.
That they're casually dating. I don't know who sources are. I don't know what casually dating means either.
How do you casually date when one of you lives in Seattle and the other lives in Miami?
Right. And isn't dating casual? What? Isn't that, you're like, you're getting
right.
to know someone,
you're just
right?
Like hanging out, yeah.
Versus seriously dating? I don't know these terms, but... Yeah. sources say they're casually dating. There was video footage of them at the Miami Heat game.
Okay.
Bibiana lives in Miami, mm-hmm. so I'm assuming he either flew down to see her or he flew down there for some other thing and then, you know, connected
ended
with her.
Ended up together, yeah.
Ended up together, not sure. The funniest thing about this whole thing to me was the video footage. It's like such a quick little glimpse of Peter and Bibiana sitting down as like the camera follows like a basketball player like leaving the court or something. And there was like so much speculation on whether Peter's hand was on his leg or whether it was on Bibiana's leg. Oh, Reddit and people up in our DMs had all kinds of theories, and I think it took someone found another angle of the video or something to confirm that Peter's hand was indeed on his leg.
Oh my god.
This world, this Bachelor Nation world is wild.
This whole world is wild. Because we do the same thing with Beyonce.
We do. We definitely do.
We do the same thing with basically anybody who we just can't get enough of, I should say.
Can't get enough.
Mm-hmm. Oh my god, you guys are doing a lot. Doing the absolute
frame by frame.
Frame by frame.
Frame by frame. Oh, that shit was hilarious. So yeah, keep watching for that, Peter and Bibiana.
Yeah, exciting.
I haven't seen anything since then.
No.
But I like that. I'm into it.
Yeah, me too.
And you and I totally called it.
Absolutely.
Just put that out there.
Yep.
During our interview with Bibiana, if you haven't listened to that episode, go back and listen. Mm-hmm. We talked about whether if Peter was the bachelor and not Ari, like how she would have done on that season. And you and I both said she definitely would have gone far.
Mm-hmm.
Like we totally could see Peter being into Bibiana and she... I mean, she already said she was into him, so.
Yeah.
We called it predictions.
Yep. And I think she wanted him to be on Paradise, if I recall.
I think she did say that, yeah. She was hoping to see him in Paradise. Mm. Or in Winter Games, too.
Listen, anywhere.
Everyone was, yeah, anywhere. But he was supposed to be in so many places and showed up nowhere. And then popped up on Total Bellas. Like, hey, fuck ABC. I'm going to go all the way over here to, what is that, Bravo? What is
E?
On E.
Mm-hmm.
Oh my god.
Yeah.
So we'll keep watching for that.
Yeah, exciting.
That is exciting.
The next new relationship is Tia, which is really exciting. I love this.
I'm happy for her.
This man is named Corey Cooper. He owns a steel company.
Corey Cooper.
Yeah, I don't really know. He's an entrepreneur. And on his Instagram, he doesn't sell anything. He has, like, maybe 20 pictures on there.
Selling what? Ain't nobody knowing.
He could have started. They could have, like, ramped this up. Riding on the coattails of Colton season. They could have.
Right. On her Instagram, though, not on his.
Yeah. Well, both. He has, like, 8,000 followers.
Ain't nobody buying nothing from nobody with 8,000 followers, Justine. You need to have at least
I'm just saying they could have ramped 10K. This up a little bit more. He has 8,000 followers and posts like once a month. So he could have figured it out. But he doesn't. He has, you know, Corey Steele, Cooper Steele. I don't know.
Uh-huh.
She got something with the letter C. And on his Instagram picture, she put, "You're so good at hashtags," which I read sarcastically.
Okay.
AKA he was terrible at social media before he met her, which I think is what she's trying to say, which is really funny and cute.
And now this is her life.
Yeah, this is her part of her livelihood, I'm guessing.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
And today they're at Restoration Hardware, which is really cute, in Nashville. So maybe she'll be moving out of, where did she live? Wiener?
Is she still in Wiener, Arkansas?
I hope not, no. But I feel like she was still in Arkansas.
Oh, wow.
Yeah. So hopefully she'll be moving to Nashville somewhere with more than one streetlight. And I'm just happy.
With LinkedIn Jobs, we tap into a network of more than a billion professionals to help you find quality professionals quickly and easily for any role you need.
Marketing wizards? Found them.
Software engineers?
Found.
That project manager I could never seem to hire?
And found. LinkedIn Jobs quickly matches your roles with candidates with the right skills and experience. In fact, 86% of small businesses get a qualified candidate within 24 hours. Post your first job for free and get started at linkedin.com/spoken. That's linkedin.com/spoken. Terms and conditions apply.
This show is sponsored by BetterHelp. Justine, how is your social battery these days?
My God, I am to the brim. I still have time for my yoga practice and reading every night, but I do have a ton of invitations to outdoor happy hours, events. Mm-hmm. This past weekend, I spent with almost all of my best friends at once, and by Sunday, I was completely drained. Mm. What about you?
Yeah, I've been feeling pretty decent. I've been getting a lot of me time, which you know is very nice. Important to me. But I definitely know what it's like to spread myself too thin, particularly socially, mm-hmm. especially with the weather getting nicer, wanting to be outside all the time with all my people. Mm-hmm. I get it. I totally get it, friend.
Mm-hmm. It can take some serious reflection to understand what's the right amount of socializing and how do you recharge? Maybe you're like me and you thrive around people, or maybe you're like Natasha and need some more alone time. Therapy can give you the self-awareness to build a social life that doesn't drain your battery.
Now, y'all know we are huge advocates of therapy. We talk about it all the time on this podcast. It's been tremendously beneficial throughout various stages of my life, from being young and single and struggling with loneliness. Therapy massively helped me to cope. Dealing with work stress and crippling burnout, therapy really helps me to set boundaries with myself and prioritize my self-care as well.
If you're thinking of starting therapy, give BetterHelp a try. It's entirely online, designed to be convenient, flexible, and suited to your schedule. Just fill out a brief questionnaire to get matched with a licensed therapist and switch therapists anytime for no additional charge.
Find your social sweet spot with BetterHelp. Visit BetterHelp.com/2BG1R today to get 10% off your first month. That's BetterHelp, HELP.com/2BG1R.
I need to see her out here being like happy and in a relationship just in time for her ex's season.
Yes.
I love this.
Yes, because you know with Colton season, there's going to be so much focus on her and like what's she up to, and everyone's dissecting her social media. Like if she liked a tweet that mentioned Colton, oh my God, she's so jealous. Like you knew it was going to be all of that if she didn't find a man by the season. Yep. So.
And she found somebody. He's claiming her on his Instagram as well. And, you know, just doing good. Also love that like. She's out here smiling. She's brunette now. They look cute. And there are memes of Colton sobbing everywhere. Like, I just like how this played out.
Oh, Tia, she got the W.
Yeah, she did. She I did at the end. Because
the
end of Paradise was absolutely treacherous. But this was this was good.
Good for her.
Yeah, great. And then Chelsea has got a new man as well.
Chelsea. With the adorable son that I'm obsessed with.
Yes,
I want her child.
so cute. This guy's name is Kaysen.
Kaysen?
C-A-S-I-N. Kaysen.
Okay, you see how they make fun of black people for having crazy sounding names?
Yes.
Jonquisha, Banisha, whatever, whatever.
Yeah.
White people have some white ass sounding names
crazy
too.
Crazy names.
Kaysen? Mm-hmm. Who is that? You know he is nobody else but a white male.
Yep.
They see, don't be making fun of us.
No.
We can make fun of y'all too with your names.
Yeah, Kaysen.
Hunter and
Tanner
and all that.
Oh, yeah.
Mm-hmm. Colton.
And Colton, yeah.
Mm-hmm. Okay, Kaysen and Chelsea.
So Kaysen. His profession is entrepreneur, and he has an app, I guess, called Whoobi, which reminds me a lot of what was Lawrence's Insecure doo-wop?
Oh,
something.
Something.
I don't know. But he is a podcaster. He has this app. He's the chief marketing officer. I'll have you know. He has a lot of really like well curated pictures on Instagram, which makes me nervous.
Yeah. If I don't like guys that do Instagram too well.
Yeah. No, it's weird.
Something's off about that. I'd rather a guy who's like not even on Instagram.
Yeah. Me too.
Yeah. I'm into that. Mm-hmm.
Me too. And there's a lot of pictures of them on his Instagram. Also makes me nervous.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, makes me really scared.
Look, he's the chief marketing officer.
Of who.b.
Of whoever the fuck.
Of who's that?
A little startup. What's the success rate of startups? Like 99% fail? My nigga's trying to do his job well as the chief marketing officer. He's trying to get whatever he can get from Chelsea.
Mm-hmm.
And then some.
Yeah, maybe. Maybe it's love. I don't know. I hope it's love because she has a son. So this is joke.
It could definitely be love. But yeah. He also got some other stuff that he needs to sell for his own livelihood. So.
Yeah, but that's it for...
Okay.
Yeah, for the new relationships.
New lovers. Mm-hmm. Rachel and Brian just announced that they will unfortunately not be doing a TV wedding.
That's so sad.
So sad. Like, we haven't seen a bachelor TV wedding in a minute.
I've never seen one. What was the last one? Sean's?
I don't know. I haven't. The only one I watched was Sean and Catherine. Yeah.
I think Sean and Catherine were the last people to get married.
No, Jade and Tanner. Oh, I don't know if they had a wedding special or it was documented so heavily on Instagram that I felt like I saw it.
Okay.
But yeah, it might have been Sean and Catherine, actually. It might have been the last wedding special. Yep. But just such a long time ago.
That was a long time ago.
Yeah, Rachel and Brian, like, who wouldn't watch that?
Who? Oh my God. And if they have one for Garrett, I am doing a hunger strike outside the ABC building.
Absolutely done. Hunger strike, he said.
I can't. I'm sitting outside. I'm lighting myself on fire. I'm doing it all. I can't.
Oh, my God. I could totally see them doing that, though.
Absolutely, yeah.
100%. 100%. Yeah. That's their fan base is the...
That's their base.
Yeah, that's their base. They're catering strictly to the Midwest fans of Garrett who would love to see this.
And you know what? If you're going to do it, do it. Have it at the Trump Tower on Fifth Avenue. Yeah, go ahead.
Go all do out. It. Do it all out.
Do it all out. Have Kellyanne Conway there. You know, have everybody
Ann
there.
Coulter is like the MC. Jared Kushner is the best man.
Yep, Jared Kushner is there. They got like somebody whack. Like, I don't want to offend anybody. But whenever I think of Republican music, I know.
Who? Offend whenever these I think people. Of
like, I always think of like Florida Georgia Line. Whenever I think of like white people music. That's the first thing I think of.
Of what? Line music?
No. Florida Georgia Line is like...
What is that?
I just group them in with everybody. Like how I call everybody who's young in pop music now Shawn Mendes. Uh-huh. Like I just... Everybody's just that same... I don't know.
Florida Georgia Line? That's like
Florida Georgia Line is like a band.
Oh, I'm like, what is happening? Oh, okay.
Oh, no. I was saying that would be the band at their wedding, Garrett's wedding.
Yep. So, yeah, I'm sure we'll get their TV wedding, but unfortunately, y'all, we are not getting Rachel and Brian.
So sad.
Very sad. Rachel did an interview with People. She said that ABC didn't give them an offer after all of that said and done. They didn't get an offer, and she said, you know, whatever, fuck them. We're still planning to get married.
Mm-hmm.
Looking at the first half of 2019. So sometime in the new year, which they need to get this going. If they're trying to do it before the first half, it's ready to January.
If it's a small one, it shouldn't take them.
Right. She did say it's going to be a very small wedding. Family and close friends only. A lot of disappointed people because they're not going to be inviting everybody. So
I love that.
Yeah, like a nice small wedding.
Intimate wedding.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. I think that'll be cute. So yeah, we'll be looking out for that in the first half of 2019.
And moving on from new lovers, getting into the drama.
Oh God. This is deep.
It is. This is like kind of the serious stuff.
Yeah.
Mid-November, Chris Soules, who I will never forget from Dancing with the Stars because he was so mean to Whitney.
What?
His partner. Oh. He was so mean to her. He would, ugh. And he was the one, I will never forget this also specifically. It was week 7.
Mm-hmm.
And the advice of the judges was for him to practice clapping on beat.
Stop.
So they have footage of your man week 8 sitting there listening to whatever, probably Florida Georgia Line, clapping, trying to clap on the beat
like
with
in
headphones.
Nursery
in.
School and they sit in the circle. What?
Yep.
Oh no, that's sad.
No dance partner. No dancing. Nothing. Just him sitting there clapping on beat.
Just trying to establish rhythm.
Just trying to, yep, Jeez. Week 8. Mm-mm. Oh my god, it was terrible. It was like, it was so close to the finals. I was like, what are you doing, Chris? Mm-mm. So anyway, this ain't shit ass nigga pled guilty of leaving the scene of a personal injury accident.
A car accident? Instead,
no, this is a tractor accident. Oh, okay, Jesus. So you know what? Yeah. Okay. So that's also that. So I think he's in Idaho. I think he lives in Idaho.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
That was like part of his storyline of his. I remember that episode where they went back and some of the girls were like, I can't do this.
Yeah. That was the breaking point for a lot of girls. They're like, not today. Sorry, Chris. Been fun, but I got the fuck out of here.
That was a good one. Uh-huh. That was a funny one. But he backed his tractor into a person and killed them.
Oh my god.
Yeah, this was a while ago, but he got a felony for it, where he, okay, he got a felony for leaving the scene of a deadly accident. Uh-huh. However, now he pled not guilty. Mm-hmm. However, now he is pleading guilty, claim that he also sustained injuries and that his truck was not properly lit. So instead of a 5-year prison charge, it's dropped down to 2 years.
For pleading?
For the prison charge. Mm.
Mm-hmm. The person died?
Yeah.
Oh my god.
Yeah.
I haven't really been following this story that much.
Yeah, I have. You know when you follow things out of hatred, you only get the details you want to hear?
Yeah. You're like, guilty, prison time.
Yeah.
That's all you saw.
That's all I saw. I was like, yeah, that's right. Get him. So, it's horrible. It's the problem that is in our country.
I know.
What I'm doing with Chris Souls. Like,
I want to see people fall and fail.
Yeah, and then like not read the rest.
Right. Dang. I didn't know it was a fatal accident. Someone died. Oh, yeah. That's awful. Mm-hmm. Oh, I guess that's like Idaho homicides.
Listen,
killed by
yes, Jesus. This is the dangers in Idaho. Mm-hmm. Any Idaho listeners, y'all right. Be careful of those tractors, man.
Yeah, look at both sides of the road, guys.
Yeah, the fields.
Mm-hmm. The fields, right. Mm. Damn, all right. Other drama, less fatal.
Yeah, a little less serious.
Less fatal, Jesus, on that note. There was a little draw. So Ben and Ashley they stay in some mess.
Well, you know, they got their ads, you guys. Their ads are like 5 minutes long.
They getting paid. We need them 5 minute long. Don't be complaining.
Know,
we need them shits.
They
I
like
want a 5 minute long ad. Shit.
Give testimonies of like, this home chef has saved my life. Let me tell you why. Like, what? Oh.
Whenever, yeah. That's too much.
That's long. They're excessive. Like a 1 minute ad, I'm like, fine, whatever. And I'll use the code, whatever.
Right.
But like 5 minutes, like you guys.
Like, what are we doing here? Yeah. So aside from their long ass ads, they stay beginning to mess with people.
Hence, they stay in mess.
Exactly. Stay in mess. So on their podcast, they were starting shit with Tia. They insinuated that Tia was buying Instagram likes.
Where's the proof?
And saying that she was showing off her new boyfriend for the main purpose of, like, combating the rising interest in Colton. Basically just came at Tia all types of sideways.
Wouldn't you? What? What is wrong with that?
There's nothing wrong with that.
The I don't see
likes,
the problem.
That's one thing. We'll talk about that. But me posting pictures of my new man after my old man who played me all the way out is about to be the next fucking bachelor. I'm posting live streams every day with me and my new man because I'm not about to have People Magazine write no damn cover story of me looking sad at the grocery store and how, you know, sources say that I've been depressed because of cold. Yeah. Like, no. I'm going to take control of the story. So,
yep.
Tia, do you. Ain't no wrong with that. Anyways, so Ben and Ashley I were shading the shit out of her. On one particular picture, she had 114,000 likes.
Oh, wow.
And apparently a lot of her pictures get a lot of likes. And Ben was saying how that's, like, preposterous. That's more than anyone in Bachelor Nation.
No, it's not. It's more than JoJo?
No. Because JoJo has, like, 3 million followers or whatever.
Yeah. What?
Coming all kinds of sideways at her and saying... I mean, that's kind of gross. Like, one, if anyone gets caught buying likes, that's, like, really... gross and embarrassing.
It's more embarrassing
than anything.
Yeah.
So it's even put that out there in the universe that Tia is potentially buying likes.
Right.
It's like kind of shady and like what?
And like Tia's a doctor. She doesn't need to sell this stuff.
No.
She's a physical therapist.
And she has like 700 and something thousand followers. So I don't.
Right.
I mean, even if she were to think about buying likes, I don't even know why she would need to do that.
Exactly. Yeah. Well, maybe her engagement is low. Like, I've heard of that for sure. But, like, she doesn't have to.
What? But, yeah, Ashley I, she was saying that she knows of somebody who knows somebody in Bachelor Nation who buys likes. So, apparently, it's, like, a thing. Yeah.
Oh, yeah, definitely. I could see how it could be a thing, because it's still profitable.
Yeah, but for the people who don't have 750,000 followers, more so for the people who went home night 2, 3, 4. Like,
right.
So Tia defended herself. She came out on Twitter and tagged the both of them, was like, first of all, I didn't know, I had no clue when they were going to drop the Colton promo, so there's no way I, like, did this on purpose, like, release pictures of my boyfriend at the same time of the Colton promo. She's like, I didn't even know when the promo was coming.
Mm-hmm.
Second of all, I don't even know how to buy likes, so I don't know what y'all are talking about. And like,
yeah, because I'm too busy being a physical therapist and helping people.
And doctoring. What the fuck? The hell?
And, like, with my new fine-ass man. What the hell is wrong with you?
Yeah.
What?
So she came out and said that, sure enough, like clockwork, Ashley I came backpedaling.
Oh,
and
yeah.
And was like, no, we didn't mean to insinuate. We never said that.
What?
Let me pull it up. Because I was like, you definitely said
insinuate.
All of this. She said Ashley I's rebuttal or apology was, no, I wasn't insinuating that you bought likes. I know you didn't. What? You definitely just said I did.
So you said, girl.
She goes on, I'm also sorry about the promo speculation. I'm so happy you found Corey. You're one of my favorite people from the franchise, and I hope you're not upset.
No.
You can't.
What in the Kim Zolciak is this?
You cannot say I did and said all these things and then immediately apologize saying, no, I didn't say any of these things. I'm so sorry. And let's be besties. You're my favorite person ever. Like, what?
No.
This is not how this works.
Nope.
Say what you say and stand by what you said.
Say what you said. Didn't we all learn from NeNe and Kim? What you said.
I said what
now,
I said.
We still clown Kim for saying that she had cancer and then didn't have cancer and then had cancer and didn't have cancer. That was like 9 years
right.
ago.
Right.
Like, guys.
Stand by your first lie, okay? Save yourself the trouble.
Exactly.
Jesus. So that was that. I'm never was a huge Tia fan, but I love the way she's handled all of this. Just moving on from Colton, just coming at Ashley and Ben, who I don't really care for.
Yeah, me either.
And, so.
I like Tia without Colton, to be honest.
Right. I much prefer her without Colton, without Ari, without any of these trash men in Bachelor Nation. She's just doing her in her own world, and I'm starting to like her a little bit more. So
yeah, definitely.
Continue doing what you're doing.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, other people who are doing them outside of Bachelor World is Lauren G, who is one of our favorites.
Mm-hmm.
Go back to season one of our podcast. We did an interview with her. It's one of the best interviews we've done with a contestant because she spilled so much tea. It was just everything. But Lauren G, she was on another dating reality show called Relationshipped, which was a show on Facebook. You know how Facebook is venturing into videos now.
Yes.
You should watch it, Justine. It was really good.
All right, I'll try.
You should. I'm just going to give a spoiler alert, so I'm going to talk all about the show right now. So if you want to go watch that, and you don't want to hear what happens in the end, then fast forward through. So Lauren G, love her. She was on Relationship. She's back out here trying to find a man. So the premise of Relationship, this is the second season. There's a lead guy. He lives in a house with like three girls. And Facebook is involved in like the picking and the choosing and the things like that. So they do polls on Facebook. Where should they go on their date? Who should he talk to next? Things like that. So they've figured out a way to kind of like integrate social media. So starts off with this one guy. He's vying for like three girls or something like that. And then each week a girl goes home and then a new girl comes in the house. So it's like there's always like a there's always just like a short list of like three or four. I forget. Or five or six. Okay. There's a few in the house. But as people leave, new girls come in. So Lauren G was on it. She came in like week three or something like that. And my girl made it to the top two. Lauren G was like on the show. Like fully on the show. You learn about her. Which was great because we didn't see her like at all on Ari's season. But yeah, she made it to the top two. And yeah, she's like beautiful. She's everything. She's so well spoken. All the girls in the house loved her. The viewers at home were always voting for things for her. The guy she met, his family, they loved her. She was just like very well loved and just was just a gem to watch.
That's awesome. I love seeing her win in particular.
Yes, her in particular, because they also played her ass out on Winter Games.
So badly.
Wasted her damn time. And I'm glad she just kind of exited out of the ABC franchise and just like went to another, you know, avenue to find love. The lead guy was black, by the way. The final two girls were black. Mad girls who were in the house were black, Asian, Latina, Middle Eastern, like very, very diverse. So this can be done if you really want to. ABC does not
right,
want to.
ABC. Yeah.
So that's just a step. but yeah, we saw her whole personality. She's just like a real ass girl. She made it to the bottom two. She had it tough because the lead guy, his ex-girlfriend came back. This is a well, listen here. It's his ex-girlfriend from like college. They dated when they were like 18, very young, but they always were each other's like everything. But it didn't work out. So she saw that he was going back on. She saw on Facebook, somebody tagged her in it, that he was going on the show. And she was like, fuck, I need to go get my man. So she, like, you know, I told you every week they bring in new girls. One of the weeks, she was the new girl. And he was pretty excited to see her. Really? Yeah, because they hadn't seen each other in like 2 years. They hadn't dated since like college. But he was kind of excited to have her back. And she... everybody in the house loved her because she kind of presented her case. She's like, look, I really like this guy and maybe possibly love. He could be the one that got away. The minute I saw that he was on this show, it just like killed my heart and I just had to come and give it a shot. And so I like saw her side and she was like a really nice girl. So, but it just sucked because Lauren G was up against her at the end.
Oh my god, that's hard.
And so as much as he really, really loved Lauren, and I think he ended up telling her he was falling for her, he was falling in love with her and all that stuff.
Yeah.
In the end, he ended up choosing his ex.
You know what? Choosing somebody you could have just texted.
That's what everyone's saying. Like, what the couldn't y'all figure this out before?
Oh man.
Yeah. So it was kind of sad for Lauren, but she took it in stride and she's like, you know what, if you're not the one, that's fine. That just means that there's somebody better out there for me.
Yeah.
And, you know, she went on her merry way. But it was nice to see her do so well on the show and like really connect with somebody. Her and Ari, she had no business being on no show with Ari trying to find love with him.
Absolutely not.
It's a no. This guy was way more better suited for her. His family was super nice, and you got to meet Lauren's friend, like a good friend of hers. It was I liked the whole breakdown of the show, and also, like, shows like this, you just have a better prospect of love, because she spent way more time with the guy.
Right, yeah.
She wasn't competing 25 girls, which is, like, four or five other girls in the house.
Yeah.
And
good show. One-on-one dates, right? Not, like, group dates.
They did group dates sometimes, but it was no more than like four girls at a time.
Yeah.
So it's like manageable.
Right.
As ridiculous as that sounds. Four girls at a time. But yeah, she had multiple one-on-one dates. They had some boom boom action.
Oh, I gotta watch this.
You gotta go watch it.
Yeah.
And it was really good. It was really, really good. I'm hoping for season this is their second season.
Oh. Okay.
I'm hoping for season three that the lead will be a woman.
That would be awesome. Because
they've only had two seasons with two guys.
The lead should be Lauren. What?
Thank you. I hope it's Lauren.
Yeah, what?
I really, because she got gypped. She had to go up against the fucking ex. How do you compete with somebody who has history with someone?
That's a formula that can be taken from The Bachelor.
Yes.
That for sure. Yeah.
That for sure. They can integrate a lot of certain things from they can learn a lot from relationships, to be honest.
Yeah. And just like the formula of like picking the person and TV, like this whole, like watching somebody who was scorned before and who like lost against the ex is always going to do well.
Yeah. Yeah.
You always want to see those people win.
Yeah, exactly. I so want her to find love and I want to watch it.
Yeah.
So.
Yeah.
So we'll see. The season one couple, they're still together. So we'll see what happens with this dude, if he stays with the girl, and then keep watching Lauren G. Hopefully she finds love.
Okay.
So yeah, so that was that. People venturing outside of the franchise. Who else we got?
Then we have Grocery Store Joe.
Oh, geez.
Dancing, big quotes, big quotes on Dancing with the Stars.
He made it to the semifinals.
He was getting scores that were no more than 18 out of 30.
I saw something that said 15 at one point.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. No, he was getting all
they
fives.
They said one of the record low. Straight fives. He was getting the record lowest scores.
Yep.
Oh, my God. He made it to the semifinals.
There was a guy on there, not Chong, but Cheech. So, you know, Cheech and Chong. He was 80, and he was getting better scores than Joe.
He could barely move.
He could barely get up out of the chair.
Oh my God.
He was chair dancing and was still doing better than Joe.
Can you imagine Joe? Joe had no intention of being on the show that long.
No.
He thought sure he'd go home on night one or two.
Absolutely. Yep.
Dang. Yep.
But people kept voting because he didn't really like campaign to vote either.
No.
Like his Instagram wasn't really saying much.
No.
It was mostly ads with Kendall and like cute pictures of them. And. Mm-hmm. Like his Twitter, he says absolutely nothing. Like he really did not campaign for this at all, and you people kept voting for him.
The fan base is everything.
He did not want to do this.
He's like, stop voting. I want to go home. But the check is too
good. We can't say no because the check is too good.
Yeah, gotta get that with the Stars check.
My God, I can't believe he lasted so long.
That's wild.
And apparently somebody won who can dance either, so.
Oh, really?
Yeah, so.
It's about the fan base.
Yeah.
It's about the fan base. That's why I don't really like shows that America has to vote and things like that. Like American Idol, The Voice, one of those. Any of those like singing, song, dancing shows where you have to call up a number and put your vote. I never liked those shows because it never went my way.
Yeah.
Because middle America white women always win.
Well, it never went the way of like talent.
Never goes the way of talent. It goes according to the fan base and who has time to sit up on these lines and call a million times. Middle America, 55-year-old white woman ain't got nothing else to do. I said it before. Remember, American Idol, fucking Ruben almost lost to motherfucking Clay Aiken.
Clay Aiken.
Are you kidding? I'd never forget that. I was voting like crazy because I was like, there's no way in hell I'm watching Clay Aiken win this. And Ruben can sing better than anybody in this competition. Like, it's just nuts.
Yeah. So I don't know about Dancing with the Stars just as a show.
Yeah.
Anymore, because the fact that this man made it to the semifinals and Tinashe went home week three is just so problematic. Because Tinashe can dance her ass off.
She's a performer. Like,
yeah,
that sucks.
But there was no progression. There was no upward, upward climb. None of that.
Some of people were saying on Instagram or Twitter he was getting worse with each week.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Oh my God.
Wouldn't doubt it.
That's terrible. I think this has definitely started a tradition. Though, I mean, a Bachelor person has always gone on the Dancing with the Stars, right?
Yes. Yeah.
But it's always been like a
after
lead.
Melissa, what's her name?
Rycroft, I think.
Yeah, mm-hmm. Rycroft. They've, like, after that, they've always had somebody from The Bachelor on the show.
But it's mostly always been, like, a lead, right? The Bachelor, yes, or The Bachelorette.
Yeah, either the person who lost or the lead of the show.
That's interesting.
Yeah, that should be interesting. Hopefully they pick somebody who can dance.
Dance.
Next time.
Jeez. I hope they pick somebody of color so they can go get a check somewhere and stop wasting their damn time in the Bachelor house. Get something out of it.
Oh,
shit.
My God.
So, yeah, we'll keep watching for that.
Yep.
Okay, back to Bachelor World. Mm-hmm. So, in the production side of things, there's been some drama, I guess. Longtime producer Elon Gale has left the franchise. I've been following Elon Gale on social media for, I feel like, years.
Oh, wow.
As, like, someone who's been, like, in Bachelor Nation. Because he always posts, like, cool, like, behind-the-scenes photos and things.
Oh, okay.
Mm-hmm. But he's one of the most famous Bachelor producers. He's been there since, like, the beginning, like, up there with, like, Mike Fleiss, I think.
Okay.
But he announced, like, suddenly that he was leaving the franchise. And Mike Fleiss tweeted, can't comment on why Elon is no longer part of The Bachelor, but we will wish him the best. So I'm not sure what happened there, if there's a story behind it, some drama behind the scenes, or he was just like, I'm over this, I'm moving on. Which it could also just be that, because he's been there for like 20 years, I'm sure. It was just weird that, like, Mike Fleiss didn't really know, like, people didn't seem to know.
Yeah,
I don't know.
It's also, I find it strange when people comment that they can't comment. I feel like you're just stirring the pot.
Yes, just that was very much comment. A stir the pot tweet. Yeah. Which, you know what? I wouldn't even put it past Mike Fleiss to do that for the...
Oh, yeah. It's free promo.
Right. He probably knew all along why he was leaving. But he did the comment, no comment, whatever tweet to kind of stir shit when really there's probably nothing to stir there. He just left because he's been here for forever and it's time to move on. So that was that.
Oh, my God. And then more Bachelor news. The Bachelor Nation house was on fire.
Yeah.
I think it's the Woosley fires, the campfires in LA. Shout out to all of our LA listeners. Hope you guys were safe during that time. Mm-hmm. That's really scary.
The campfires, the wildfires.
But weren't they calling them campfires?
Campfire?
No, they were calling, that's what they were calling them on the news. They were like, oh, the campfires in LA. It was like a thing that they were saying.
I call them wildfires.
They are wildfires, though. They absolutely were. Or forest fires, even? No, not forest fires. Sorry. Wildfires. But the Bachelor house was one of the casualties.
It was like in Jeopardy.
And part of it burned down. Just part of what they call base camp. So I guess where production goes and hangs out. Not part of, like, the actual mansion. So I guess part of it is fine. Or the main house is fine. And then the other part is just, like, they'll just put trailers there or something. And they said it won't interrupt the show. And the damage around the house is minimal. And the guy who owns it said, I'm a contractor. I build restaurants and breweries and whatever. So whatever needs to be built, it can be replaced. So...
Oh, shit. He ain't even worried.
He don't give two shits that this burned down.
Like, I know this. Because they deal with, like, California, they got earthquakes, the wildfires.
You guys, I don't know how you deal with this.
So they have some other natural disaster stuff that over here we don't even know about.
I couldn't even think about that.
No idea what an earthquake is, no idea what a wildfire is. Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Nope. Like, all the buildings are short just in case they fall down. What?
Yeah, it's wild. Yeah.
Oh, God.
Well, I'm glad the Bachelor Nation, or the Bachelor House, didn't fully
burn down. To a crisp. That would be
to
horrible.
A crisp. Oh, my. That house is, like, iconic. It's been there since the beginning, I think. So can you imagine they're filming in another location? Like, that would be...
No.
Odd. Bachelor Nation, like, Crenshaw Boulevard. Can you imagine if they took it to, like, South Central?
Crenshaw Boulevard!
Not in Hollywood Hills, wherever they're at.
Yeah, wherever it is.
Bachelor Nation, Baldwin Hills.
Baldwin Hills. Aw, that show.
All right, well, I'm glad the house is protected.
Yeah.
In what I'm calling miscellaneous, or no, Bachelor International.
International.
News. International news. Okay, so Bachelor Vietnam has been, it's only his first season, and it's been a mess. Like,
really?
They've just had, for having their first season, they've had a lot happen. So we talked previously on the podcast how they had two girls in the house just straight up fell in love with each other and left the show. You remember that?
Yes.
Two of the girls were like, nah, he ain't it. You look cute. Let's go. Mm-hmm. And they're still together to this day, actually. The two women. That's amazing. Yeah. So that was the first kind of like big news mess that happened. And then, ooh, girl, it got messy at the end. They had their season finale.
Oh, no.
So what happened was, so The Bachelor, he ended up not choosing like the fan favorite who everyone thought he was going to choose and who he loved, blah, blah, blah. Her name is Q Trang. I'm going to butcher these people's names, but Q Trang. So he didn't choose her. Instead, he chose the more like soft-spoken one that like, I guess just wasn't the fan favorite. Her name is Tu Dong, I think.
Okay.
So she went down on their after the final rose, like special. So the woman that he chose, Tu, she reveals to everyone, so to all the production, to the contestants, the only person who knew this was the actual Bachelor, she reveals that she's actually a single mother.
Nuh-uh.
Yes. Like, full-on mother, told no one. Like, all the, I was looking at, like, production stills. Like, all the girls in the audience were shocked. They had no clue. And then even the production had no clue. She kept this a secret the entire time.
See, that's wild. That's crazy. That's a finesse.
That's a finesse. And so it turns out during their, one of their final dates where they're, like, when they go on a vacation together and whatnot, fantasy suites or whatever, she ended up revealing it to him, like, I guess off camera. But told
that no one, late?
Yeah, that late. She went the whole damn show. ended up revealing it to him. So he knew, but like production had no clue. No one else knew. And then what makes it even crazier is there were two other single mothers in the cast who went home like weeks ago, like early. So people are like pissed because they're like, did you, like, had she revealed this earlier, she probably went home, like, is this like cheating, quote unquote.
Were they both still there at the after the
I think so. I think the girls were there. Yeah.
Oh no. Yeah.
So like the reaction's been like very split. Like some people are like, oh, you know, they're on her side, like she hid it to protect her son and protect her family. And then the whole other camp of people are like, she did this like strategically to make it to the end, and it's not fair because if you see the other single moms, they went home early. So,
but did they go home early because they were single? First of all, the fact that they have two single moms season one is already more progression than America. So,
exactly. Okay, Bachelor Vietnam, we see you.
Yep. But I don't know if he. If he was okay with it, why would he send the other two home because they were single moms?
Right. I think people are trying to, it's the whole like causation, correlation, like whatever, whether those women went home because they were single mothers or they went home because he didn't have a connection with them. Either way, it just looks fishy that the two single moms went home early and she, the one that kept it a secret, made it all the way to the end. So, yeah, kind of crazy. And I think also, to her defense, I guess, he could have chose the other woman, the fan favorite. The fact that he chose her, despite the fact that she has a kid, clearly the single mother thing is not the issue for him. It's the connection. So,
right. Yeah. And she hid it from him. Like, you should have told him before the vacation episode.
Yeah, yeah.
That's far into
it came out a little bit, it's definitely a little late, it's a little delayed,
a little late, girl.
But I mean, I get trying to protect her family and whatnot, but
the
fact that she hid it from production, like she lied on her application, like when they did a home visit or a hometown, whatever, like that kid was at his daddy's house, like she really went all in to keep this shit locked up.
And I guess their behind the scenes background checks aren't too good either.
Clearly not. How you miss a whole damn baby? I'm sure she had a Instagram or something account with pictures of her son, no?
Or a hospital, something. Anything. Like, not the hospital.
Like they records, were, though, of some sort. Different.
But some sort of record that you had a baby.
They full on missed that. Whoever they're hiring the same people that Bachelor USA is hiring.
Yep.
And convicted sexual offenders through the cracks and single mothers. So another thing to note, the show production was like so appalled and like fucking pissed that they withdrew her prizes, which I don't really know what prizes they get.
Yeah, what are the prizes?
That was in the article that they withdrew her like finale prizes.
Finale prizes?
I mean, I'm assuming, because like think about it, for our Bachelor, like they always get like a cover of People magazine and they get
you're
the
right.
next day they're like whisked away on a press tour and shit like that. Like,
yes. I'm not and they have tons of sponsors too.
Right, they have tons of sponsors like already lined up. They still gonna get, because this is the thing, like the production company is stopping whatever press and whatever that they've had lined up. They can still go book their own shit.
That's true. That's true. Maybe she'll get mommy shit now.
She'll get mommy shit.
Vietnam.
Yeah, she now they're ahead of the story, so they have they're crafting their own narrative. They're not within the Bachelor like machine narrative. So, I mean, they could take away those prizes, but it's not like other people are gonna reach out to hear their story and stuff. So,
yeah,
I'm sure they'll be fine. But shout out to Bachelor Vietnam season one. That was I might have to tune in for season two.
For season two, the Bachelorette. Yeah. That should be good. Maybe it'll be the fan favorite.
It could be the fan favorite, or maybe one of the women who left with the other woman. Now she wants to come back
mom.
And have a... Ooh, this might be the first Bachelor lesbian season.
Oh, my God.
Can you imagine if one of those girls break... If they break up, and then they name her the Bachelorette?
The Bachelorette, and then cast it's of all women? Oh, my God.
I would
God,
100% would... watch that.
Oh, yeah, definitely.
Long overdue.
Must watch. Overdue. Or one of the scorned single mothers. That would be amazing,
or
too.
One of the scorned single moms. Oh, Lord. So true. So that was Bachelor Vietnam, and then I have some other news.
Okay.
Out of Germany, Bachelor Germany. So they just announced their new bachelor, and he is black.
Are you serious? They got one before us?
Germany? Yep. Their new bachelor, his name is Andre Mangold.
No, see, that's what's unbelievable. Why is his name Andre? And Andre, he got a black, any black name too? Andre, to put, just put more on us.
It's spelled A-N-D-R-E-J, so kind of like a
A-N-D-R-E-J.
Like foreign version.
No accents?
Our Andre. No accents.
Okay.
A-N-D-R-E-J.
All right.
He's definitely multiracial of some sort, but black is up in there somewhere. That's what I have to say. He looks, you should Google him, he looks very reminiscent of Jesse Williams, actually.
Oh.
Yeah, he's definitely, he's really good looking. He's like, really pretty, so he's not, like, our, you know.
Yeah. I mean, Jesse Williams, he's the type of attractive where I'm like, no, you're attractive for everybody.
Yeah, universally.
Yeah, like, yeah. Mm-hmm, you for everybody. You for
everyone. So he's very, very pretty. And he's actually a German professional basketball player.
I'm dubious.
31, 6'3". His nationality is German, so he's like raised in Germany. But,
how old is he?
He's 31.
Nope. Oh, no. I'm very, very skeptical now.
Why?
Because you're that pretty. You're 31. You're a basketball player, and you're tall. So you have a job. You're a good one. You're tall and cute, and you're 31. Uh-huh. What are you doing on The Bachelor?
This is the same. Colton, 26. Literally young as shit. Football player. Very good looking. Same thing. What is he doing? It's hard out here for the pretty boys, I guess.
I guess for some of them. Maybe he's like super nice. Maybe he's like a Clay.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
About the minute anyone says Clay, it's like,
Exactly. Exactly.
Exactly. Why they're single.
Mm-hmm.
I will probably be tuning into that. So, because Bachelor America is not giving me what I'm asking for.
No, closed captioning. Turn them on.
Hell yeah. I will sit there and read all them subtitles in my opinion. Find love. Because it's going to be a diverse cast, I'm sure.
Yep. Mm-hmm.
It's going to be a diverse cast and probably just a little bit more progressive and a little bit more relatable than any season I've watched of this show.
Here. Exactly. So, yep.
That's that. And that's all we got, guys. All Bachelor Nation news. That's it. Hopefully we touched on everything. There's a lot of mess that happened. I don't know if we missed anything, but I think we covered a lot. Right?
Yeah, definitely. As always, rate, review, and subscribe.
Yes, and hit us up on all of the places. Twitter, the number 2 BLK girls, the number 1 rose.
And our email address is the number 2 black girls, the number 1 rose at gmail.com. Same with Instagram and same with Facebook.
Mm-hmm. And we, again, shout out to Escape to Reality podcast.
Yeah.
We recorded their recap on 90 Day Fiancé. The episode is live, so go over to their page and download it and tell us what you think. Rate and review them as well. They're awesome. And we'll be back in January, everybody, with the premiere of Colton season.
Oh, my God. See you in the new year, guys.
See you in the new year. All right. Bye.
Bye.
Tired of ads intruding into your favorite comedy podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Dive into a world of laughs by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/comedyadfree. That's amazon.com/comedyadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
Need new glasses or want a fresh new style? Warby Parker has you covered. Glasses start at just $95, including anti-reflective, scratch-resistant prescription lenses that block 100% of UV rays. Every frame's designed in-house, with a huge selection of styles for every face shape. And with Warby Parker's free home try-on program, you can order 5 pairs to try at home for free. Shipping is free both ways, too. Go to warbyparker.com/covered to try 5 pairs of frames at home for free. WarbyParker.com/covered.
Hey, folks, I'm Mark Maron from the WTF Podcast, and this episode is brought to you by Kleenex Ultra Soft Tissues, your ally to help tackle your allergy symptoms this season. I love the change of seasons, but nobody loves pollen and all those other things floating in the air that make you sneeze during this nice weather. Kleenex Ultra Soft Tissues are hypoallergenic and allergist approved. So fight back against watery eyes and runny noses without worrying about irritating your skin. For this allergy season, grab Kleenex and face allergies head on.